Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen. Gabriella Bruner is a retired immigration attorney who turned her passion for helping women realize their purpose and redefine success into a thriving coaching practice. Her heart-led mission empowers those who take action to believe in the magic of possibility and create the life of their dreams. She is the creator and host of Dreamer to Creator, the podcast, available on iTunes, the author of Mama, Where is the Truth? And The Evidence of Magic. And she is the founder of The New Firm. Gabriella is a KRI certified Kundalini yoga and meditation instructor, a Reiki master and teacher, and Akashic Records practitioner and teacher. She lives in Illinois with her husband and their two children. Amazing. Welcome, Gabriella. Please go ahead and unmute yourself. We're so happy to have you here with us this evening to share your wisdom. Yes, yay is right. Yay. To share your wisdom about your three minds. Yes, now I know that we have three, more than one, and the benefits of bringing them into balance. So I have a couple of questions for you. And so the first one is, what made you choose to become an attorney, and how did your spiritual awakening and subsequent journey to learn more about how to express that part of you fit with being an attorney?
So having the benefit of many years of reflection and contemplation, I think that my intuition guided me to become an attorney, even though I didn't know it at the time. So I graduated from college. It just happens that I had a political science major, but that was not intentional. It wasn't with the purpose of going to law school. And graduated, didn't have a job. And then I was getting antsy, needed something to do. So at the time I was like, well, I guess I'll go to graduate school. And I was thinking that I would get an MBA, get a master's in business administration. And then someone that I was very close to at the time was going to law school and handed me a book, an LSAT book. So it's a test that you have to take before you can apply. And I was like, well, I guess I will go to law school. I guess I have a free book. I'll study and I will do that. I felt like Elle Woods and Legally Blonde, where the admissions committee was like, do you think she just woke up one day and decided to go to law school? It was kind of like that. But looking back now, I mean, it's been, gosh, almost 20 years since I started law school. And looking back, I realized that all the signs were pointing to me doing that for a wide variety of reasons, including that's where I met my husband. You know, I kind of went through this very interesting time where my sense of self and confidence was being challenged by the people around me, the work settings. And I really lost my voice. And then there were things that just kept coming into my path, into my awareness. And not to go down this rabbit hole necessarily, but one of the biggest things was during that time, my dad passed away and he would send me signs. So there were very specific things. He had a lot of with Mickey Mouse's all over the place. So little Mickey Mouses would appear. And he was a big Frank Sinatra fan. So random Frank Sinatra songs would come on when I was at pivotal moments trying to decide between this or that. And so I really feel like paying attention to those signs and really kind of led me on the path that I needed to go on, which for a wide variety of reasons, combines with the business that I created online. And then now I work with undergraduate students who want to go to law school, but I get to share all of these things with them about their wellness, about their well-being, about their voice, about finding that thing that they want to do, even if it's not going to law school. Like, I love having those conversations where then they tell me, nope, this is not what I want to do. And I'm like, great, because we don't need lawyers who don't want to be lawyers. So, yes. So hopefully that answers your question.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So my second question for you is, tell us about how you were inspired to write your books and what was your process to actually follow through and publish them? Because I know a lot of people, you know, have ideas for books and maybe have them for many years. Some people follow through and some people don't. What was your journey to being able to take these ideas that you had and turn them into your books, your Oracle deck, and so on?
So remember how we were talking about things happen on these calls? My front neighbor has decided that now is the time to ride his three-wheeler around the front. So I apologize if you hear roaring sounds. My children's book, Mama, or illustrated book, I should call it, because I don't think it's a children's book. I think it is a book for our inner child, but it's also very, very relevant for young children as well. So Mama, Where Is the Truth actually came, it was completely channeled. And it came the morning after I had a very deep healing session around my identity as an attorney. I was at a point in my life where I was needing to let go of feeling like attached to this identity that I knew was no longer serving me. And it was very, very interesting because I was guided with a healer, and my guide, who his name is George, which is a great name, right? Just George. When we did this whole healing thing, letting go of sort of the energy of the attorney persona, letting something new in, and the question was asked of, what do you see? What's this new thing? And they said, someone's sitting there reading a children's book to a bunch of kids. And I was like, oh, that's crazy, because I haven't written a book. I don't have a book. I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, well, let's pan in. And it was me reading a children's book. And then the very next morning, I took my kids to the babysitter, and then all of a sudden sat down at the computer and just wrote all the words. And that's what it is. That's what it was. And it's those words remained 98% unchanged. There were a couple like descriptive words added, you know, like, I don't know, shiny sun, whatever it was. I don't remember. But then I was also led onto this intuitive journey where I started following the cycles of the moon and subsequently following this one particular woman on Instagram who was producing these beautiful illustrations. And I was striking out left and right, trying to find somebody to draw it because I can't draw not in that way. And I remember reaching out to her and just kind of like on a wish and a prayer saying, hey, you know, do you think? I was like, there's no way she's going to say yes. And she said, you know, I've always wanted to do this and I've never have. And she had her own story, which is quite lovely as well. And it so happened that she hand drew all of the illustrations, hand painted them. And her husband knew how to do all the digital stuff. So they were seriously a gift from the heavens, because how do you get all of that in one package, right? And they are at the time they were living in England. So we were dealing with a time change. So I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes to have meetings with them because that was the only time we could do it. And they helped me do it. And the first version of the book was self-published. So I did it myself. And that's a whole can of worms. And then somehow I found the name of some people call them vanity publishers. Some people call them hybrid publishers, where there's like an exchange, right? Like you pay money and they provide the services. So not the same traditional where you have like a book agent and all that kind of stuff. Talk to the guy and he's like, well, I normally don't accept books that are already complete, but we'll do it. And I was like, all right. So that allowed me to be able to have the book on Amazon and places like that versus just like me having a checkout page on my website and then, you know, shipping out all of the things. And then The Evidence of Magic really is a compilation of blog posts that I've written over the years. And then I organize them into categories. So all of my blog posts are also kind of these in the moment, sort of intuitive things. Something's happening in my life and I just sit down and write about it. And so that, you know, speaking more to the question of like, how do you approach it? That was very approachable to me because I can't sit down for hours on end to write pages and pages, but I was able to write these snippets and put them somewhere and then come back and kind of organize and pick and choose how that, what the order that they were going to be in and kind of what the overarching categories were. And that one was also straight up self-published with the Kindle, I forget what it's called, Kindle Publishing on Amazon. And they make it really easy to do that. So it's, yes.
That's beautiful. Well, it sounds, Gabriella, like you had this this vision for what you wanted to do. And you must have held that strongly because it, you attracted everything you needed to you. And it sounds like maybe you had a little doubt in the beginning, but as time went on, you saw how if you hold the vision, then you're able to attract what you need. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing to remember because sometimes we're doing a little self-sabotage along the way and that shifts the energy and then we don't attract to us what we need. And so, so where were you in your spiritual journeying during this time? Is this before or after the Akashic Records training and the Reiki and Kundalini training, or was it kind of woven throughout?
It was kind of woven throughout. So I think I've always had the spiritual side and it usually manifested through just like journaling at night, you know, and then sort of trusting my intuition without knowing at the time that I was calling it that, that that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And like I said, another thing that kind of really ties into sort of my destiny, if you will, of going to law school was that some of you may know Dawn Marion, who is my Akashic Records teacher. She's part of New World Women, lives in Minneapolis.
She's on the call.
She was my client. Is she? Are you here, Dawn? Huh? Yeah. We've shared this story before, so I think she's okay with me sharing. She was my, she walked into my office at the law firm. And that's how I met Dawn. And I helped her with her situation. And then she gifted me an Akashic Records session. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I remember her telling me, I was like, okay, your file's ready. I'm ready to get it, let it go. Time to send it. She's like, well, Mercury's in retrograde. So now's not a really good time to send things. And I was like, listen, lady, I got 50 other clients behind you. Can I please get this off my desk? But it didn't have a deadline. So I was like, fine, tell me when this thing is over and I will send it. And so really when I had an Akashic Records session with Dawn, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And I cried and cried and released and let go. And then I did my Reiki one through with a colleague of hers at the time. And then that just Reiki one, Reiki two, Akashic record. I did all the levels of Akashic Records with Dawn, the teacher training. So all of this started probably in earnest, I would say 2011-ish, 2012. So yeah.
Thank you. And one more thing I want to say before we get into your teaching, and that is thank you for being here tonight, especially since you're in the middle of moving house, your household. And that's a huge project. I know few people on the call have experienced that in the past few months. And we really appreciate that. And by the way, I can't hear anything that's going on in your background. So I think we're good there. So no worries about that. Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to go ahead and get started, you can pull up your PowerPoint or whatever you'd like to do.
Okay. So I am so grateful that you are all here. And sorry, now it's saying my internet is unstable, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to talk to you all about tonight is this concept of the three minds and how to use the three minds to optimize your success in a wide variety of settings, whatever it is that you are wanting to accomplish. So when I was putting the presentation together, I found this quote, which I thought was just, I really feel like it encompasses what I'm trying to convey tonight. And the quote says, "When the three minds work together, your consciousness can bring in direct intuition and guidance." And I think so often we feel lost, or we feel like we don't know what to do, or we don't know what decision to make, or what next step to take. And that's because we haven't fully tapped into our intuition enough to trust it, to let it guide us to that next thing. So if you walk away with anything tonight, I really hope it is that you have the power to change this energy in your life. And hopefully it's going to feel simple to you. You know, the process isn't complicated, but most things aren't, right? It's just like doing the thing. So hopefully at the end of this, you will walk away with a little bit more information about how you can bring your three minds into unison so that you can bring that direct intuition and guidance into your life. So let's talk a little bit about what you're going to learn and hopefully walk away with. So you're going to learn, obviously, what the three minds are and how to identify them in yourself. You're going to also learn what the ideal cycle is. So how do these minds work together? Like, how do we need to envision sort of this formula or step-by-step process on how these three minds work? What do we need to do when they stop working together? And maybe they never were working together, right? So whenever you find yourself in a non-ideal cycle, what do we do to change it? And then we are going to experience something practical. It's a meditation for the neutral mind, and you will learn what the neutral mind is in just a moment, because I want you to know that you can do this in just a few short minutes a day, that you have something tangible to walk, you can bring it back. Okay, so our first mind is the negative mind. And so in Kundalini yoga, the yogis call these three minds that we're talking about the three functional minds. So the negative mind is the one that defends you, the one that protects you, the one that starts to ask, oh my gosh, am I going to get hurt? What's happening here, right? It's kind of the red alert kind of happening. And it's also the one that can help us say no, and that helps us stop something. It helps us reject a direction that we're going in, right? So you can also see now why it makes sense that it's also referred to as the protective mind, because it's trying to protect us. So when the negative mind is strong, we have gifts of discernment. When I first heard the word discernment, I have to admit, I didn't know what it meant. And then when I started to understand what it really means, it's become one of my favorite words because it's so nuanced, right? It's like, how can we understand the subtleties of the decision, the action, the experience, the energy, to a point where we can really fully allow ourselves to be guided, right, by our intuition? So when your negative mind is strong, you have this beautiful gift of discernment, of containment, of form, of being able to set boundaries, of being able to say no when it's in your best benefit. Now, when it's weak, you can probably see what happens, right? You start to rely on other people. Maybe you jump into situations way too fast. You don't evaluate what's happening. You don't understand what the consequences could be. You know, let's think of a time when people would call and say, you just won $1 million. Give me all your information. And you're like, yes. And then you give everything and then your identity is stolen, right? That doesn't happen as much anymore. But that's because your negative mind isn't strong. It's too weak. It doesn't understand that there are consequences to things that are happening. You can also be over influenced by other people because you don't have this ability to discern. And so anything somebody says, you just do it. And so maybe you find yourself doing that in certain circumstances, maybe with certain people. And so just kind of bringing that awareness into your mind can help you. So when you're balancing your negative mind, when you're overly, you know, if you're too strong, that is also not great, right? Because then maybe you don't do anything because you're like, everything's a risk, right? So you don't want to be in that situation either. But when you bring it into a nice alignment, what's happening is that you're learning to trust your intuition. You're learning to trust your own value and your own judgments. You're using discernment in the truest sense of the word. And you're really allowing yourself to evaluate what's happening and then use that wisdom to make the next step, right? So does the negative mind seem pretty clear to everybody? Does it seem like, okay, excellent. And maybe now that you're seeing these concepts, you're starting to see that you've applied them or heard of them in other circumstances. Okay, so then the next one is the positive mind, right? This is the one that magnifies, extends. It says, how can this help me? How can I? Like, yeah, everything's great. Look at this, right? What's the positive side? So sometimes we know people who are very positive and they never see the downside of anything. And this is also called the expansive mind, because it allows us to see more possibility. It allows us to see beyond sort of the limitations and things that are in front of us. So when our positive mind is strong, we can have a really good sense of optimism, a very nice aligned sense of optimism, right? We can have a good sense of humor about something. Oh, I tried it, it didn't work. That's all right, we'll try the next thing. We can be playful. Our spirit can kind of help guide us, but we don't really let it get us down. When it is really weak, it can create these feelings of fear and intolerance and hesitation. It can lead us to, again, so the example of the winning the $1 million, right? That was our positive mind in overdrive, because we just jumped on a situation without evaluating anything, because we were like, absolutely 100% so excited about this. And in order to balance this, it's really interesting to me that it says that we're supposed to balance, strengthen our navel point, right? Which is between the second and third chakra area. It's the seat of confidence. And so we can do this by doing, there's lots of exercises in Kundalini yoga, breathing techniques that you can do that focus on the navel point. You can use affirmations if that helps you, positive affirmations, visualizations, and anything that helps you increase your self-esteem. So if you are in your element doing something that you love, that naturally increases your self-esteem, and that can help build the positive mind, the good side of the positive mind. Okay, does that feel pretty clear to everybody? Okay. And then lastly, the third mind is our neutral mind. So this one is also called the meditative mind. So I'm going to guess that most of you have meditated or have some kind of spiritual practice in your life. And you have probably felt that moment where everything feels clear. Everything feels centered. Everything feels aligned. Maybe you just felt it a few minutes ago when Dawn was leading us through the grounding meditation. But the new mind is, I love what it says, it's really the most refined, because it's that one that we have to intentionally cultivate. And it says it's often the least developed, because usually we're bouncing from what's going to hurt me to, yeah, everything's great, to, oh my gosh, what's the next bad thing that's going to happen, to, yay, nothing bad could go wrong, right? But this is the one that really helps us see everything and gives us the clarity that we need and activates our intuition and helps us see our purpose and our destiny, which is amazing, right? So again, this one's called the meditative mind. So I love this phrase, this sentence, because when the neutral mind is strong, it allows us to see the whole play of life with compassion. So all the situations that we're experiencing, yes, we can kind of see the negative side. Yes, we can see the positive side, but do we bring a lot of compassion into that scenario, patting ourselves on the back? But when we can bring compassion for ourselves and then for other people by seeing kind of the whole thing, the connection, how we're all intertwined, how we're all, you know, parts of each other. And then we're also able to see all of the sides and then decide with wisdom, versus deciding from fear or deciding from, you know, what do they say? Like joy of missing out, fear of missing out. Like there's all these things, right? But there can also be a negative side to the neutral mind. So how often have we come across people who have no decision-making abilities, who can't say yes, who can't say no, who you ask them what color they like, and they're just like, well, what's your favorite color? Because I don't really care, right? So if our negative mind, or sorry, if our neutral mind isn't aligned or balanced, is, you know, balance is an interesting word, but that's a word that's used. It's really difficult to make decisions. And that's not the point. The point is you want to be able to make decisions, but you want to make decisions with wisdom, not out of, well, there's no other choice, so whatever, right? We'll just go with whatever. That's usually not helpful. So in order to balance all the minds, but particularly the neutral mind, is meditation. So we are going to experience a nice meditation shortly. But the next thing that I want to, before I move on, do the three minds make sense? Do people have an idea? I think so. Okay. So I just want you to take a couple, 30 seconds, and think about which of the three minds you generally find yourself in the most. So maybe you just want to close your eyes if that feels good. Take a couple deep breaths. And just think of a situation that maybe you had recently, and think of which one was sort of your automatic reaction. Were you more negative? Were you more positive? Or were you more neutral? And then were you overly negative or underly negative, right? So kind of understand those nuances too. So you can write it down or just keep it in your mind's eye. And it's going to be relevant for you as we think about the ideal cycle. So there is an ideal cycle in how we should use our three minds. And it's basically you should go from the negative mind to the positive mind to the neutral mind. So if you have an experience or situation, and maybe you have one in your mind right now, maybe something happened recently that you want to apply this formula, if you want to call it that too. So whatever your situation that you might be struggling with or thinking about, let's look at it through the lens of the negative mind. So we want to see what are the cautions, what are the red flags, right? What could give us a problem? What could be something that we need to, you know, be on alert? Just, you know, see what's happening. You know, I think of any time that maybe somebody is presented with a business offer, right? You really have to understand, especially if somebody's asking you to contribute money. Okay, so what is the exchange here? What am I getting? What are my risks, right? So think about your situation through the negative mind. Think about what the cautions are, what problems could arise, okay? Now let's put that aside for 1 second. Now let's shift over into our positive mind. So the positive mind is going to give us like a black and white comparison. It's going to show us how things can be organized. It's going to show us the expansive possibilities. It's going to show us what could happen if things go really well, right? And it's going to kind of counteract the negative side. So think of your situation and run it through that positive mind lens. Okay. What are the good things that could happen? What do you need to do in order to make that happen? Right. And now we're going to set that one aside. And then lastly, we're going to bring this all together and almost like the bird's eye view. And we are going to now shift into, I think of like when the eye doctor and they switch the, you know, the colors or the different lenses, right? So now we're shifting into our neutral mind lens. And this is what's going to help us bring it all together. It's going to show the pros and cons. It's going to show, but in balance, right? Not, oh my gosh, this is the best day of my life. I'm jumping off a cliff. Yay. And you're overly positive, right? Like that doesn't work. We don't want to jump off the cliff unless something's there to catch us. So now through the neutral mind, we're evaluating everything, bringing it all together. And here's the piece that I think is kind of the gold, the diamond in the rough, It helps you clarify and decide what you really want. Not what somebody else wants, not what your boss wants, not what social media is telling you you should want. It's what you really want. And until you can see the negative and the positive and bring it all together and kind of mix it up, right? And then figure out what it is that you're, what cake you're baking for yourself, you're not really going to know, because it's going to come from everybody else. And so when we can bring things through the neutral mind, it helps us really clarify the purpose of the decision that we're making or the experience that we are choosing to undertake. So think about these three and just know that they do go together, because we can't just always be in our neutral mind and we can't always be in our negative and we can't always be in our positive. They really need to flow in this way in order to create this more ideal cycle. So as you can imagine, it takes some training, right? Because we may not automatically jump into this three-step process. We may go directly to the positive mind, or maybe we had a really great meditation and then we're totally zenned out and everything's just wonderful and in our neutral mind, but we need all three. So I want to give you a little bit of an example that kind of slapped me in the face a little bit, in a good way, when I was doing a yoga training that talked about the three minds. And I realized, so we did the exercise of what mind are we more naturally in, and I'm more naturally in my negative mind, which is no surprise that I am a lawyer or was a lawyer. And, you know, you're constantly, lawyers are constantly having to be in their negative mind, right? The profession kicked my butt in a lot of different ways. And I do think that part of it is because I didn't understand how to balance my negative mind. I didn't have the skills to bring the positive mind and the neutral mind into it. So I burnt out because I was constantly feeding my negative mind, constantly feeding it. So you can see how it led to me being, you know, upset, cranky all the time, you know, constantly negative. Our favorite thing to do was complain about everything, right? So as I was about looking back, if I had had these tools, maybe I would have stayed as a practicing attorney longer, because if I would have learned how to balance my positive mind, I could have brought in a lot of positivity at home or through passions or creative projects or something else to allow me to then, you know, see situations in the more neutral mind perspective. So if you're evaluating a situation in your life, maybe it's a job, a career, a decision, whatever it is, you know, would it have been easier? Like most lawyers or professionals, you know, have gone through a lot of schooling and education to try and get to where they are, to just be like, well, I guess I'm going to quit, right? Because I can't deal with this negative mind all the time. Or you can choose to strengthen your positive and neutral minds to bring it all into alignment. So who knows? That might be a story for another lifetime if I have to repeat the the lawyer thing. But think about how this could really help you make big decisions in life, and at least give it a shot, right? Might be easier to give this a shot than to go and completely change your profession or whatever situation you're going through. Then if it doesn't work, then at least you've done it through a different lens, right? You've made that decision through a different lens. Okay. Let's see. There we go. Nope, too much. Sorry. got ahead of me. Okay. So what happens when we want to interrupt the non-ideal cycle? So say we are in a situation and boom, we automatically went to overly positive, or boom, we automatically went to overly negative, whichever one you're in. So step one is really to build awareness. So hopefully through the information you're hearing today and maybe things you've heard in other things and areas of your life, you're starting to understand, get a picture of which is your more dominant mind, which one you go to more automatically than others, and start to build that awareness of what the action cycle is for each one of your three minds. So when you can do that, you're just like, okay, I got it. I'm usually in my negative mind. Got it. I know what I need to do, right? Then step two is we need to observe ourselves. So again, it's kind of that bird's eye view. We need to observe ourselves and say, okay, what are the things that are happening? What am I doing, right? When I'm going into my negative mind all the time, what are my triggers? What are my warning signs that this is going to happen? And then this is going to help you figure out how you apply your mind in different situations. You're really analyzing it, if you want to use that word. And then step three is to meditate. And this is one of the reasons why I love Kundalini yoga in particular, because there's meditations for everything. They're so nuanced and particular that anything that you're working on, there's a meditation for it. And any meditation can work for anything, really. So it's just, it's really cool. So when you get, if you choose to go deeper with some of this work, you'll notice that there's a lot of layers and a lot of very specific meditations for all the different layers. The three minds are just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. But you can start to practice your meditations until your mind starts to work through the ideal cycle on its own. Then you are no longer having to like stop and be aware and observe and, you know, pivot, right? Next thing you know, your mind is doing this on its own. And then you're like, oh, great. I have this situation. Let me go through the negative. Let me go through the positive. I'm evaluating through the neutral. Great. Here's my decision, right? So hopefully some of you have versions of this in your life already. Or if not, you can start to develop that awareness around your mind and see how you can start to strengthen that. And if you want any recommendations, please feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to send links or share some resources on more detailed, nuanced meditations. So, okay, everybody feeling good? Because now we're going to practice a little meditation if everyone's feeling up to it. So I wanted to give you the step-by-step on the screen in case this is more helpful to you. So essentially, this is a meditation for the neutral mind. So it's not for a neutral mind. It's like for the neutral mind. So it's like, you know, all of us can do this. And it's very, very simple, which is another reason why I really love it. So this is one where you can actually do it anywhere, in your office, in your car, not while driving, but in your car, you know, before you go to bed, in the shower, potentially, wherever you have the space to do this. So one of the first things I'm just going to say is, there is a mantra that you mentally chant. So you just vibrate it in your mind. And that's Wahe Guru. So this might be new to some of you. Wahe Guru. So this is Guru Mukhi. And it is a word or sound that essentially means the indescribable feeling of knowing God is the way the yogis say it, but maybe it's source, maybe it's the universe, whatever you align with. But it's sort of that indescribable, just like when you have no idea, like when you see that beautiful sunset and you have no words, or you see a beautiful forest and you're like, wow, or the ocean does it for me every time, right? So it's sort of that feeling where it's just, you don't have any words. So that's the energy that we're bringing in to our space. So you're just going to sit nice and comfortable on the ground, in the chair, wherever it works for you. You want to make sure your spine is nice and elongated. And one of the ways to facilitate that is just by tucking your chin in slightly. So bringing it down and kind of using your two fingers to kind of tuck it back. And then you'll notice that your spine gets just a little bit longer, a little bit more in alignment. So for this one, the mudra is that your hands are going to be resting in your lap, and you're going to rest the right hand into the left. Okay. And then just rest them comfortably on your lap with the right hand on top of the left. If it feels good to you, you can close your eyelids. If not, you can just leave a little sliver open, kind of like a little bit of light coming through. You're just going to allow yourself to start letting your breath regulate whatever feels like a normal breath to you. And as it regulates, just let it become slow and meditative. Sometimes it feels like you're not even really breathing, but of course you are. And as you find your nice meditative breath, begin to mentally vibrate Wahe Guru, Guru. And this is just like a choppy monotone. Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru. So you're just going to bring that into your mind's eye. Mentally vibrating. allowing the breath to be slow and meditative. End our practice today. Just take a nice deep inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. And let's do that one more time all together. Deep inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. And just allow yourself to sit for just a few seconds, maybe making a mental note or an energetic note on anything that you've noticed or felt. And should you choose to continue this practice, you can do it for a minute to 3 minutes at a time, whenever you feel it would benefit you. And then, of course, the more consistent that you are, the more that you will bring that neutral mind into deeper alignment. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and just blink them open gently. I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share this information with you. And I hope that you found some or all of it valuable.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I love that mantra. That's really wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So, would anyone like to share their experience with this? Ashley is saying that was really amazing. Ashley, would you like to share your thoughts on this? What was really amazing about it for you?
Yeah, I guess for me, everything just felt really right in the moment. And I was just kind of thinking about a lot of things that I've got going on, and just the stuff I was visualizing didn't quite match with it, but at the same time it did. So it's really hard to explain, but it was a really cool experience.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Would anyone else like to share what it was like to learn about your three minds, and maybe an example of how you could use it, something like that? Oh, and you'll have to unmute yourself if you're speaking.
I would suggest referring every attorney you know to Gabriella. This might be a more peaceful world.
I love it. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'll just share a little thing. I felt like I have a very busy mind, kind of all over the place. And once I started the mantra that Don mentioned too, the Wahe Guru, everything just kind of came into this peace, like immediately. And it was, my mind was clear, and it was just like, I'm here right now. And so I understand when you say you can do this for 1 or 3 minutes, because I dropped in immediately once I started. It was about probably three times saying it, and I was like, oh, I am here. And it is peaceful. So that was a real great part for me. I wrote that down too. I'm like, I'm going to keep that mantra in my front pocket, not my back pocket. Thank you.
And I so appreciate you saying that, because one of the things that I tell everybody who will listen to me when I try to explain about meditation and why it's so helpful, and they're like, well, I can't meditate because I can't stop my thoughts. And I'm like, nor should you, because your brain was literally, your brain's entire reason for existing is to think. So to ask your brain to stop thinking is like asking your heart to stop beating or your lungs to stop breathing. Like, it's not possible. And so when you can give your mind a mental focus, such as a mantra, and maybe it's not a mantra in a different language. I know sometimes people, you know, get a little sensitive about that, and that's fine. It can be whatever mantra you want. It can be love, peace, hope, you know, somebody that you love's name, your own name. Like, have you ever tried meditating and chanting on your own name? It is powerful. Like, I invite you all to try it. We did that as part of our yoga teacher training. You wouldn't think it, but meditating and chanting on your own name is incredible. So that what it does exactly as you described, it gives your mind a place, and the energy is so special with that mantra that it automatically brings it. Plus doing it in community, I think also kind of jumps, you know, makes the energy go up. So in Kundalini yoga, things are very precise. And so the meditation as written is this meditation as written is this choppy monotone chant. There are other meditations where it's more like that. And so if you naturally gravitate towards that, then there could be another meditation for you that uses the same mantra, but has it more in that manner, if that makes sense. So.
Okay. Thank you. That was beautiful. I loved it.
And Gloria, I think Gloria had her hand raised.
Yes. That was great, Gabriella. And I'm a life coach, and we gave, say, the neutral mind a different name than you did. Paradigms, ego, paradigms coming up when we are embarking on a new project and getting out of our comfort zone. And for most people, I think that when they get these paradigms, they stop. They don't seek their vision. So hearing about the three minds is an encouragement to help people move on into their vision. So, thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And something that really impressed me and had an impact on me was, for many years in the New Age movement that I used to be a part of, it was always, oh, just be in your positive mind. Just think positive thoughts. Just think positive thoughts. And that's only part of what our brains are designed to do. But I really like the negative aspects or the protective aspects, because that brings, you know, caution and, you know, really thinking something through instead of just jumping. And so I really like the idea of seeing that there are two sides to each of those, the negative and the positive and the neutral. And knowing that, I really think helps us to be more clear and to make more centered decisions in our lives. And when we do that, we'll have better outcomes. So I really like this a lot, and I love how simple the meditation is, and I will be using that mantra as well. I really like it, and I had a very similar experience that Jill did, where it was almost instantaneous, and that's not usually how it goes for me. I have to work at it a little bit, so I will definitely be using that. Well, great. Well, I know that we didn't go into our gathering rooms tonight because your presentation was so rich and full, but we do have time for one more sharing if anybody wants to. I see, Catherine, you have your hand up, and so you can be our last person to share.
Gabriella, first of all, I wanted to say thank you very much. That was so enlightening. And to have, to touch on something that Dawn did just a moment ago, is to have a balance in the negative mind and a balance in the positive mind and a balance in the neutral mind, and to get away from that, oh, think positive, that was so very useful. I know that these paradigms, to use Gloria's term, these paradigms come up, and you know, they are there for protection, to keep me safe. And yet I know that it's time to reformulate them so that I can move on and to keep that balance going. Thank you so very much, Gabriella. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. So great. I want to share one last thing, if it's okay. So in the book that the meditation is in, it says, call on the higher self and keep going steadily through all barriers. Let go and let God, insert the word you prefer. And it says, practice this meditation for 11 to 31 minutes at a session. Now, I didn't put that in there because, again, that can be very intimidating. So start with 1, 2, 3. And then if you feel like it, you will naturally evolve into the longer time periods. And sometimes it can be really fun, if you don't have anywhere to be, to just set it, not a timer, like a stopwatch, and just see how long you can sit there for and do it and just see. You know, you may surprise yourself. If you go that deep, that fast, you may fly off for a little bit. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we've got some announcements and a raffle, and we've got 3 minutes. So,
yeah, okay. We will go through these very quickly. Okay. Let me share. Oh, Gabriella, that was so beautiful.
It was fabulous.
Thank you. We loved it. Okay. Lane, usually Mecca is here to deliver our announcements, but I'm taking Mecca's place for today. So our beta testing for New World Women has begun. So all of our founding mothers, you have received an email with instruction on how to create your guest account. So we encourage you to do that. And we have had a good handful of you who have done that. So thank you to all of you who have already done that. If you have any questions, please reach out to us about that. But there is an email that you did receive that has specific instructions that we want you to go ahead and test the site for that. So thank you also to all of our New World Women founding mothers. We are so grateful for you, for believing in the vision and the mission of New World Women, and you are helping us collaborate with us to create this, our spiritual vision. So we just have so much love and gratitude for all of you. And we are on our way to our goal of 100 founding mothers by the time we officially launch, which will be in another probably about 2 months. So,
and Mecca wanted to make sure that we said that this is, we're coming upon the last chance to become one of the original founding mothers and still take advantage of the 4-payment plan during the beta launch.
Yep, exactly. Yes. So thank you for adding that. If you would like more information about becoming a founding mother, you can go to newworldwomen.com and click on the founding mother tab, and that will provide you some information with how to join our inner circle as a founding mother. And here are our luminary teachers that we have. Right here we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times 6th. We have 32 luminaries. Gabriella, you're right there. So we are so blessed to have our luminaries. We're so, so grateful.
We have more than that, but this has not been updated.
Okay.
We'll move forward.
Perfect. And our New World Women magazine second quarter issue is available. Our founding mothers will get early delivery. So we encourage you to sign up to view this issue on newworldwomen.com. It's right on the homepage. You can go and just register, and you will get a link to our beautiful new magazine with all the extra teachings and inspirations. And it's just, it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. So we encourage you to do that. Our next Birds of a Feather Together call, using vibration and sound to manifest your heart's desire. This is taught and led by luminary Tammy Briggs. She is a therapeutic harpist and peace activist. This is going to be extraordinary, another extraordinary Birds of a Feather Together call. So I really encourage you to register yourself. You can go to our website to the events tab and register yourself for this. And we also encourage you to share this with, share it on your social media. You know, you can just share that link to that event when you go to the website to the events tab and click on this specific event there in your browser bar, there will be a link. So we encourage you to share that. It's going to be gorgeous. So that one, she's experienced a unique approach to manifestation with a powerful guided meditation using heart focused breathing, conscious writing, and the harp's vibrations to elevate and expand your possibilities of manifestation. So we are very excited for that. And then in July 20th, our Birds of a Feather Together call will feature Lori Ellis Young. She's the founder of Breathe the Change. She's a breath master, and she's going to teach us breath is life, the logic and the magic. So would you like to know why and how the way you breathe contributes to your own highest well-being and also to that of humanity and our planet? Yes, it's that big. The microcosm affects the macrocosm. So we encourage you to sign up for that as well. And for those of you who are on the call, you will be entered into a drawing to win one of her books. And thank you so much for attending tonight. We're so grateful. And thank you for watching the replay. If you are watching the replay, we are so happy to have you with us and your energy with us. We're going to have two drawings tonight for those of you who are on the call. One is Gabriella's book, Mama, Where is the Truth? And the other is the Conscious Connect Oracle deck. So first, Mama, where is the truth? Here's what we're going to do. So what I use, just because it's super simple and easy, is we go to random.org. Can everybody see that? Okay. And we have, say 16, we have 13 people on the call tonight. So not including the three of us. So I just go here, minimum one. I put the number 13 in here. And then I generate. Oh, so the number is number one. So then what I do is I go back, I stop my share, and I go back to the gallery view. And after the first three of us, Gloria Parks, you are number one. Yay! So you will win Gabriella's book, Mama, Where is the Truth? Okay, so now we're going to share the screen, and this is for Gabriella's Oracle deck. Oh, I want it. I want it. The Conscious Connection Oracle deck by Gabriella. And so we're going to go 1 through 13, and I'm going to generate the number, and it's number 5. So then I'll go back to my gallery view. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dev Katz, you are our winner tonight for Gabriella's Oracle deck, The Conscious Connection. Congratulations. So again, the two of you put your email addresses in the chat so that the two of you can connect. And Gabriella, thank you so much for gifting these two beautiful gifts to our gals here on the call. I know they are going to love your gifts. So thank you. So, okay, so that we are coming to a close tonight. Thank you for an intriguing and inspiring experience tonight, Gabriella. It was so beautiful. We're so grateful for you. We absolutely loved it. I loved it, and I know that the people on the call loved it. We look forward to you sharing more of your wisdom with us in New World Women live online gatherings with our members of New World Women. To each of you here with us and those viewing the video replay, we invite you to join our New World Women Sisterhood. And if you already have, we thank you. Please explore our beautiful website, newworldwomen.com, to learn more about how New World Women is providing teaching, inspiration, like-hearted sisterhood, and a path to prosperity for women's self-empowerment around the world. We hope to see you at our next Birds of a Feather Together call on June 15th, when New World Women luminary and therapeutic harpist and peace activist Tammy Briggs will show us how to do some high vibe manifesting with the help of music. Yay! Until we see you again, be well, keep your minds in awareness and harmony, and do what you are called to do to create a new world for yourself and for those you love. And now, all of you, please unmute yourself and place a word and its energy of blessing into our circle as we say farewell for now.
Grateful.
Peace and love.
Grateful. Love.
Home.
Connected.
Harmony.
High vibrations.
Nice.
Tired.
Peace.
Grateful.
Balance.
Zone.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world. A world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.